He's kind enough to join us for a couple of minutes here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines after making that announcement. And Jeff, we really do appreciate it. Thanks so much for stopping by. Why was now the right time for you to call it a career over there on the Hill?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough thing to pinpoint because it's really kind of really developed in the last month or so, I would say. You know, I've been here a long time, you know, 36 years. That's a pretty good time frame. We did, you know, 31 seasons of soccer and 36 seasons of lacrosse. And I just think, it, you know, it's funny. You wake up and all of a sudden, yeah, it's time for change, you know. And everybody benefits that, not only myself and my family, but also the kids in the program and the college itself.
So this was, to clarify, a decision that you made just recently here. This isn't something that was in the works some time ago. It's something that's fairly recent, right?
Yeah, I'd say last, you know, month or two, I would say. You know, I really wanted to play out this season and see how we did. You know, honestly, I'm a little disappointed in my results the last couple of years, and I think that all kind of points to me. And so I think these guys are really ready for just a fresh perspective, maybe a, you know, a little bit different, younger perspective, rather than a 68-year-old man yelling at him. So, you know, it's just going to be, I think it's a great opportunity. And, you know, I really am looking forward to sitting back and watching things happen here the next few years.
You know, one thing that I think about, and I kind of mentioned about it during the show yesterday, is the longevity that a lot of coaches over there at IC have had, including yourself, somebody like Mindy, somebody like Dan Raymond, Jim Mullins, and, you know, Deb Palazzi, Coach Vallon, Coach Welch, when they were still there. And I mean, even Marty Nichols and Jim Nichols and Jennifer Potter. The list goes on and on and on at this point. But what made Ithaca your home for decades? What made you want to stick around at Ithaca? Because sometimes coaches start at D3 and they're trying to work their way up. You all stuck around and built some really great programs.
Yeah, I don't know about those guys. I figured when I got here in 87, I'd be about 5 years and be moving on. And all of a sudden you start having kids and you start really loving the lifestyle you can lead here. I mean, to me, it's all about quality of life and not just on the soccer pitch or the lacrosse field, but really, you know, in town, in the community, all the local people, the music, the food, just the intelligence level. I mean, it's just a really, really great place to live and a great place to bring up a family and apply a place I'll finish my life with as well, to be honest with you. So again, it's really just the quality of life and all the people you get to meet, but not just in our little athletic bubble, but out there in the real world as well.
And obviously you can't speak on behalf of those other names that I just mentioned, but in terms of what Ithaca College provided for you in any way, shape, or form, what made Ithaca just the perfect fit for you in terms of the athletics community up there?
Yeah, I think, you know, number one is, you know, they let me be me. I was able to coach how I wanted to coach and recruit how I wanted to recruit. You know, we have so many different outstanding majors and great people and great programs, you know, away from athletics that, you know, I don't find it really a difficult place to recruit for. That's kind of the professional side. The other side is it allowed me to spend time with my family while they're growing up. You know, I coached, you know, sixth grade girls basketball and I forgot what we're called, the Upstate Ladies basketball. I could be involved with my children while they were growing up. I could pick them up from daycare. I didn't have to be, you know, doing lacrosse or soccer 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And so I just like living here. You know, it's great people. I told you, you know, there's a great music scene here. I think all the just a really, 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 you know, eclectic and positive vibe in this town, and I think that makes your life a lot better.
Jeff Long with us here on BTL, head coach of the Ithaca College men's lacrosse team, retiring after 36 seasons with the program, was also an assistant coach with the women's soccer program for more than three decades as well, ends his career with 362 wins and 182 losses, which is a big-time mark in all landscapes of college lacrosse. I'm wondering what made you want to be a coach to begin with?
That really goes back to my high school experience up in Rochester, Ronnie Quite, my high school coach, Ernie Lisi. He's a Hobart grad and, you know, a Korean War veteran. And he took so many people's lives and just turned them around and got them heading in the right direction. That's where I really got the bug. And, you know, even going to Navy, I knew I wasn't going to be a career naval officer. I wanted to, you know, be there for 4 years, you know, give them their 5 years back to the military. But even then, I knew I wanted to become a coach. So I kind of went on that path as well. So this goes way back to the tradition of where I grew up and the people in the town. And very similar to Ithaca. We used to, you know, we played Ithaca every year. It was a huge game, a huge rivalry. And I think there's a lot of similarities between growing up in Ronicoid, New York, I think in New York.
The landscape of college athletics has changed a lot from where you were when you first started to where we are now in 2023. And with college lacrosse specifically, what sort of changes or challenges have you had to deal with since you first started in the late 80s to where we are now? Things that may be really different in the coaching landscape.
Yeah. You have to change. I always felt that there's a great quote by Eddie Vedder of Pro Gym. He says, I change by not changing at all. And that's kind of how I think I've led my life here. And it's just really interesting. I've been doing this stuff in a long time. I haven't, really had to change too much about who I am. I feel I've been true and loyal and honest. And, I think it's just part of the times. I mean, I'm 68 years old. They're 18 years old when they're coming in. It's a pretty big generational gap. And so you have to, understand where they're coming from. At the same time, you hope that they'll meet you 50% or halfway and understand where you're coming from as well.
Lacrosse continues to grow, and it's grown exponentially for a bit of time. And in some sense, it's been really popular around these parts of Ithaca and throughout New York State, but it's grown in other parts too. How have you seen it grown, and how has it maybe changed things with the Bombers program, if at all?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the athletic ability of the current day players, light years ahead of what it used to be, especially at the defensive end with the stick work and the speed of shooting. Obviously, the change of plastic sticks back in the day and the constant evolution of plastic sticks and equipment allow for players just to do amazing things. I mean, I watched on the past weekend seeing the ability that these kids have and, what they can do with their sticks and with their bodies and then still stay on their feet. It's amazing to me. So it's just like, it's part of life, man. It's evolution. The sport's bigger, it's faster, it's stronger. I think it's fun to watch. The speed of play is picked up. The physicality is right where it needs to be. And so it's just a constantly evolving game. And I hope it, hits the other populations as well, soon with a little more diversity.
Jeff Long, head coach of the Ithaca College men's lacrosse team with us here on BTL, retiring after 36 seasons with the program, 362 wins, 182 losses, and that's 544 games over there on the South Hill. I'm wondering what's the one thing you learned during your coaching tenure that you wish you could tell a younger version of yourself?
I think the biggest thing is you just got to believe in yourself and be true to yourself, be true to your teammates and those people around you, and just be happy that's who you are. I think sometimes we try to be other people and do other things to please other people, and you have to please yourself first.
Which season or group of players was most rewarding to you as a coach? And this is different than, somebody asking, hey, what's the best team you ever had? Which season or group of players maybe was the most rewarding to coach? Can you pinpoint one or maybe even a few?
Not really, man. It's been a great ride, a great journey. I'm certainly not going to pick one group out of the other. I mean, some of the best years of the years you don't make the tournament. Some of the, as well as the years they do make the tournament, make it to the Final Four. Honestly, I get as much pleasure, I did get as much pleasure coaching the Fall Creek Elementary Girls basketball team as I do coaching, college soccer and lacrosse. So it's you just, cherish every day, cherish every opportunity, man. And every game you got, just love it and don't look back.
You kind of alluded to it earlier, but what's next for you? Lots of R&R? Are you going to stay involved with any sort of athletics around the area? What's next for Jeff Long?
Well, I'm going to keep moving. I'm not one to sit still very, very often or for very long time. So, we're not really taking any time off. I'm going to keep working through July and keep doing stuff around here and, be at work on being a good husband and a good father and grandfather and friend. And, but I'll find something. I'm able to cut some grass, shovel some snow, maybe get a shift down at the creek house. Or I don't know what else. Who knows? I'll figure something out. I'll stay involved with the sport somehow. I love basketball. I love soccer. I love lacrosse, among other things. So, I'll somehow get my hand into somebody's business as well.
There you go. Hey, before we let you run, I want to do a little something fun here. We don't do this all too often. I'm going to give you some questions, and I want you to fill in the blanks. Add some context if you'd like. If you'd like to go into some reasoning and rationale and explanation, you can do so. But just some fun questions to wrap things up here as you call it a career, okay?
I'll do the best I can. I promise you anything. Right?
I can't wait. All right, here we go. First one for you. The worst weather conditions or game you ever coached in was?
Probably a game against Oswego. I don't remember the year, but it was definitely a blizzard, and you couldn't see the ball. And it was up on the upper terrace fields back in March a long time ago on the grass. And we didn't even know where the ball was. Balls were going by people. They thought they were still coming to them. So I can't remember when that was, but I do remember that game up on the upper terrace, as does the Oswego coach.
I'd believe that. Welcome to upstate New York lacrosse at the end of February, early March. All right, next one for you here. The biggest influence to you as a coach has been?
My high school coach, Ernie Lisi.
And you mentioned him a little bit earlier, too. So can you tell us a little bit more about that impact that he made for you?
He's a math teacher up at Irondequoit High School. You know, I think Joe Corcoran, who's an IC alum, started the program up there back in the 50s. And just a very strong tradition where we grew up. And he took it to a next level at Irondequoit. And we had, four very good high school years together, and we've maintained a really great relationship, and he's just had a numerous positive impact on so many people on and off the field.
Next one for you. The toughest coach to go up against and game plan for was?
I would just say in modern times, I think, one of the best coaches in the country is up at RIT and Jay Kuhn. Yeah. His team's played at a different level, and but he's the most humble and respectful human being you can know. And so again, there's a ton of those, man. I'm just picking him out because he's the guy that everybody wants to beat and everybody has a hard time beating.
Yeah, for sure. This one may actually be a difficult one, but the biggest fan or supporter of Ithaca College men's lacrosse is?
That's an easy one. Actually, that's just not lacrosse, but my life, which is my wife Kathy and my children and hopefully future my grandchildren. But it's those are the people that are most important. And you walk off the field and they're looking at you after the game, win or loss, and they got a hug for you. That's really the bottom line.
That's a really great answer. All right, next one is going to come out of left field a little bit. But you are a big music guy. You've mentioned music a handful of times. The best concert that you've ever attended within this Ithaca Finger Lakes area is?
Wow. Oh, man, I don't know. Hopefully somewhere this summer. But no, there's been a ton of them. I can't. Anything Dan Smalls is doing is going to be good. So just, wherever I'm going to. Last year it was the War on Drugs and Wilco were my two favorites, all both sponsored by Dan Smalls and Ed Peek and Skiff. And just whatever this guy's doing, man, I would go listen to it.
Love it. Next one, the thing you'll miss most about Ithaca College is?
The people. I love going to work every day, and I love seeing the people. There's things, that don't please you every day, with little things you have to do maybe, and, little tasks here and there. But it's the quality of the people, especially the people that are kind of in the trenches, like the physical plant people and, the admin assistants. The people don't get much recognition, but they actually are kind of the backbone of any program.
Absolutely. Last one for you here. The one thing you absolutely want to do now that you're retired is?
Stay alive. Yeah, I don't know. I tell you, I just want to keep living life. I have to adjust. I've only been doing this for less than 24 hours. So, all I want to do is find a way to keep a good pace of life, basically.
I love it. Jeff, it's always great chatting with you, and we really appreciate it. And I know there are so many people out there who are sending big-time congratulations to you on a wonderful, long career over there on the South Hill. Thanks so much for all you've done in the Ithaca athletics community, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.